Welcome back. Today, we're going to look at inflation and international trade along with cash flows. These concepts are vital for understanding the dynamics of our global economy. We'll also reflect on how these economic principles align with biblical teaching. We'll begin with inflation. Inflation is a rate at which the general level of prices for goods and services rises, eroding purchasing power. It's a phenomenon that affects economies worldwide, from the bustling markets of New York to the serene villages in Africa. In recent years, inflation has been influenced by several factors, including supply chain disruptions, geopolitical tensions, and changes in consumer demand. For instance, the COVID-19 pandemic led to significant shifts in spending and saving behaviors, causing inflation to rise and to fluctuate dramatically. As Christians, we can find comfort in the Bible's teaching on financial stewardship and trust in God's provision. Philippians 4:19 reminds us, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." This verse encourages us to rely on God's faithfulness even in times of economic uncertainty. International trade involves the exchange of goods and services between countries, fostering economic growth and development. Cash flow refers to the movement of money for transactions, investments, and other financial activities. Globalization has significantly increased the volume of international trade. Today, exports and imports account for a substantial portion of global economic output. This interconnectedness has both positive and negative impacts, such as promoting economic development and exacerbating income inequality. As we navigate the complexities of international trade, we must remember the biblical principle of treating others with respect and fairness. Luke 6:31 teaches us, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." This principle is crucial for fostering trust and cooperation in global commerce. So how does all this work? Well, it's through the flow of cash. Cash flow refers to the movement of money into and out of a business, organization, or individual over a specific period. It's a crucial indicator of financial health and liquidity. Understanding cash flow helps us evaluate how well an entity can meet its short-term obligations and invest in future growth. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business. Understanding how money comes in and out of an organization is essential for sustaining operations, driving growth, and navigating economic challenges. There are three primary types of cash flow: operating, investing, and financing. Operating cash flow represents the money generated from a company's core business activities. It indicates whether a business can produce enough cash to cover its expenses and continue operating. For example, revenue from sales, after deducting costs like salaries, rent, and utility, falls under the operating cash flow. Investing cash flow relates to the money used for or generated from investment activities. This includes purchasing or selling long-term assets, such as property, equipment, or financial investments. These expenditures are crucial because they reflect how a company is investing in its future growth. Lastly, financing cash flow involves transactions related to borrowing, repaying debt, issuing stock, and distributing dividends. It shows how a company funds its operation and expansion through external sources. Whether it's issuing bonds to raise capital or repaying loans, financing cash flow plays a key role in a company's financial structure. Positive cash flow is a strong indicator of financial health. It means a company's liquid assets are increasing, allowing it to cover obligations, reinvest in its business, return money to the shareholders, and create financial cushion for future challenges. To analyze cash flow, businesses rely on a cash flow statement, which details sources and uses of cash over a period of time. Key metrics include net cash flow, which is the difference between total cash inflows and outflows, and free cash flows, which represents the cash available after covering capital expenses. Free cash flow is a vital measure of a company's ability to generate additional value for its investors. Maintaining a strong cash flow is crucial, but economic factors such as inflation can significantly impact a company's financial position. Inflation reduces the purchasing power of money, meaning that businesses must spend more to obtain the same goods and services. This can lead to higher operating costs, including increased expenses for raw materials, labor, and utilities. Additionally, borrowing money becomes more expensive as inflation drives up interest rates higher and higher, making it costlier for businesses that take on new debt or manage existing loans. Inflation also affects revenue, as companies need to adjust pricing strategies to maintain profit margins. While raising prices can help offset rising costs, it can also reduce customer demand if customers are unwilling or unable to pay the higher prices. Delayed payments from customers struggling with their own financial pressures can create further cash flow challenges. Inventory management becomes increasingly important during inflationary periods. Businesses face higher costs for holding inventory, including storage and insurance. Some companies may choose to purchase larger quantity of materials in advance to hedge against future price increases, but this strategy ties up cash that could be used elsewhere. Investment decisions also require careful consideration in an inflationary environment. Capital projects such as expanding facilities or upgrading equipment become more expensive. At the same time, maintaining cash reserve is difficult as inflation erodes the value of the money. Businesses must find a balance between holding enough liquidity to cover expenses while still investing in growth opportunities. To manage cash flow effectively during an inflation, businesses must be proactive. Regularly updating financial projections help anticipate potential changes in costs and revenue. Optimizing inventory levels ensures companies don't tie up excessive cash while still protecting against price fluctuations. Negotiating favorable payment plans and terms with suppliers and customers can improve liquidity, whether by expanding payable or incentivizing early payments. Additionally, leveraging financial tools such as automated treasury management services can help businesses streamline their cash flow and maintain financial stability. Understanding the impact of inflation on cash flow is essential for navigating the complexities of the global economy. By integrating biblical principles and sound financial strategies, we can manage our resources wisely and ensure that our economic activities honor God and benefit society. In today's interconnected world, cash flow management is not just a domestic concern, but a global one. International trade and investments significantly impact cash flows, influence economic stability, and growth across nations. As we engage in international trade, it's vital to uphold ethical standards and fairness. As we end today, it is important that we all understand that inflation and international trade is essential for grasping the intricacies of our global economy. By integrating biblical teachings, we can approach these economic challenges with faith, wisdom, and integrity. Thank you all for joining me again. I hope that you learned something from this session. May we all continue to learn and grow together, guided by both economic principles and spiritual insights. Thanks. Have a good day.